But here Imam Khomeini is emphasizing, he's saying, look, if you are a Muslim, if you want the guidance, what you need to do, you need to take yourself out from the darkness to the light that goes towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the light that takes you towards the perfection. And it is very important upon us to do this. And once you're able to take yourself from the darkness to the light, it is your duty to invite others to do the same. Why to do the same? It's because on the basis of humanity, we all care for each other. Because we all are human beings, we care about each other. We sacrifice for each other. We care. We have the patience. We have, obviously, in regards to each other, we take care of each other. And once we take care of each other, that is our duty. If we are going towards the light and if we left the darkness, we need to invite others to the same path. And that was the duty of the prophets, that the prophets and the saints, they always invited people from the darkness to the light. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Economic divide.
As technology advances and the world can now be accessed via a handheld smartphone, the way in which we earn, spend, and send money is changing. Not only through the introduction of cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin, but now it seems through digital national currencies, something that could change the way we bank forever. China, it seems, is leading the way when it comes to the introduction of a digital national currency, and it's something that, unlike the likes of Bitcoin, will remain under the control of the China Central Bank, allowing users of the currency to shop anywhere, anytime, simply by presenting a smartphone.
China is about to launch one of the most revolutionary financial projects in the world. It's turning its physical coins and banknotes digital. Unlike most other cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, which work outside the control of a central authority, the digital yuan will be the world's first that is state-owned, issued by the central bank. You can use digital yuan anywhere, since it works exactly like cash, except it's on your phone.
One of the main advantages of the currency is it does not require the phone having a signal. Hence, it can be used anywhere. Furthermore, with every transaction being under the watch of the central bank, fraudulent activities and money laundering may become a thing of the past, hence making for a secure currency.
Government can check every single transfer that happens through the platform. They can eliminate counterfeiting, they can eliminate money laundering, and they have a much more clear understanding of who is spending what.
Hello and welcome to Economic Divide with me, Omid Roshandel, standing in for Kaveh Taqvai. On this week's episode, we will be covering the introduction of digital currencies and ascertaining whether such forms of transactions may one day upset the current status quo of globally dominant currencies such as the dollar. Well, the introduction of the digital yuan is still very much in its early stages. However, the concept has been tested in China, with the city of Shenzhen seeing some 50,000 volunteers issued with red envelopes containing a total of 10 million yuan shared between them to spend in over 3,000 participating stores. So how could a cashless society benefit China? As things stand in 2019, China saw around $49.27 trillion worth of non-cash transactions, an increase of over 25% year-on-year with 2018, hence suggesting that as technology progresses, so then does the ability to perform such payments and forms of banking. The birth of the concept of a digital currency has brought with it a race in which 17 global governments are now considering the introduction of digital currency. Yet as things stand, China is clearly leading the way.
When the likes of Bitcoin hit the market, nobody really took the notion of a digital currency as a serious prospect of becoming a means of payment, let alone something that would spread across the globe. Move forward to today, and the likes of Bitcoin and others are now soaring in value, with Bitcoin at one point reaching just shy of $20,000, having paved the way for others to start taking the concept of a digital form of payment very seriously. But what if that concept, including the notion of creating a digital currency, not a privately owned blockchain payment like Bitcoin, but an actual state-sponsored, central bank-owned form of digital currency, became a reality? Well, in stepped China with the digital yuan. The idea has become a reality with the city of Shenzhen already testing the concept, with participants in the city receiving trial packs of the currency that have been available to spend across over 3,000 outlets across the city. And so far, the trial seems to have been a success. The technology behind the currency will also allow the most remote communities, as well as the poorest communities, to have access to the money, as the payment system does not even require an internet connection. And with smartphones falling in price, even the most hard up can probably afford to use the system. So why then is China pursuing a digital currency? And what benefits could it bring the poorer percentage deciles of the country and beyond?
There are several reasons why China is pursuing a digital currency. So for example, I've got six. I'll go through them. So first is to track illicit flow of funds. So corruption or illegal activities such as weapon purchase for terrorism purposes, money laundering, drugs and prostitution in the dark web can be monitored. Secondly, to experiment monetary policy interventions by targeting those economic classes, regions or groups who need specific help or support. The third is to promote national pride and nationalistic agenda by challenging the US dollar hegemony. Fourth, to compete with cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin and the threat from stable coins. Fifth, to promote the financial inclusion agenda with cheap phones and widespread availability of broadband. And sixth, finally, to improve security of using online platform transactions.
So how will the introduction of the digital yuan affect other foreign currencies? There is no doubt that many would argue that the US dollar is the leading global currency in the world. Currently, over 60% of known central bank exchange reserves are in US dollars, which, according to the International Monetary Fund, make the dollar the de facto global currency. So far is the gap between the next leading currency, the euro, which at 20% of global reserves proves there's still a long way to go before the dollar is replaced. So what makes the use of the digital yuan so appealing, and why then are American bankers nervous that the dollar may be at risk? Aside from the obvious global business transactions being at risk, on a smaller scale is the notion of remittances. Currently, 50 to 60 million Chinese people live outside of China, meaning access to a quick and easy commission-free currency to send home will mean billions of dollars lost. And now on a wider scale, taking the world's largest international payment scheme, SWIFT, currently, less than 2% of the world's transactions are conducted using the yuan, yet around 40% is conducted in dollars. With the possibility that businesses could also save money by paying Chinese suppliers in local currency, once again, the risk to the dollar becomes ever clearer.
The emergence of China as a global economic superpower has sent shivers down the spines of the powers that be in Washington. Not only is this the first time since the end of the Cold War that another nation poses a threat to the US in terms of ousting it as a leading global economy, but there's now also a risk that China may one day see its currency replace the dollar as a de facto global form of payment. It's hence when the Chinese announced the concept of the digital yuan, the United States were not far away in toying with the same idea, namely the introduction of the digital dollar. In fact, seeing calls for the digital dollar rise in January of 2020 in Davos, with a growing number of voices stating that the time is now to consider the notion. With many nations around the world essentially pressed into paying for international goods and transactions with the use of US dollars, could the arrival of a digital currency such as the yuan pave the way for many nations to abandon the dollar, as the use of such technology would not only mean quick, easy and traceable payments, but would also see the likes of companies and individuals dealing directly with suppliers and family members in China at the click of a button? In terms of remittances, once again, for the 50 million or so Chinese expats living abroad, the notion of being able to send money home without worrying about exchange rates and commission is also a promising aspect of the digital yuan, and could possibly, one day, see the decline of the US dollar around the world in a whole host of formats.
Many people outside of China argue that the birth of new currency may actually threat the dominance of the US dollar. But actually, for people within China, the reason they launched this digital currency is not to challenge US dollar for the moment. And their purpose is just to ease transactions and their purpose is to reduce transaction cost and help the real economy. So perhaps in the long run, this may help the yuan to gain some status internationally, but this is not the purpose of it.